讲课超有趣，声音超好听，发音超地道，熊叔带你轻松搞定口语。微信搜索公众号熊叔英语，关注后回复老友记下载五个字，在电脑端打开并用迅雷下载，获取老友记全部资源。Alright guys, welcome to 熊叔聊口语。我们今天继续来聊老友记。我是熊叔。我们在上一期当中呢，得知这个 Rachel and Ross 要一起去约会了，而且很神奇的是，他们约会的地方在洗衣房。那么在洗衣房里约会，两边的人会发生什么样的事儿呢？会擦出什么样的火花呢？ Rachel 这个小公主大门不出二门不迈的，会在洗衣房里又有什么样的表现呢？我们一起来听一遍原声。
Rach, do you, are you going to separate those?
Oh, God. Oh, am I being like a total laundry spaz? I mean, am I supposed to use like one machine for shirts and another machine for pants?
have you never done this before?
Well, not myself, but I know other people that have. Okay, you caught me. I'm a laundry virgin.
Well, don't worry, I'll use the gentle side. Okay, basically you want to use one machine for all your whites.
Whites, okay.
A whole nother machine for your colors. And a third for your delicates, and that would be your bras and your under-panty things.
Okay, well...What about, these are white cotton panties. Would they go with whites or with delicates?
That would be a judgment call.
好，我们一起来看这个场面呢。说实话，尴尬的点还是挺多的，但是笑点也非常多。最开始呢 ，Ross 看 Rachel 想把那一堆东西一起塞到洗衣机里啊，赶紧问一句 ：“Rach, do you are you gonna separate those？” 这个 Rach 呢，就是 Rachel 的昵称啊。问，哎，你是不是把这些分开啊？然后 Rachel 说 ：“Oh God, oh, am I being like a total laundry spaz？” 这个 spaz 在俚语当中表示笨蛋的意思啊，是个洗衣笨蛋吗？啊，一看就没洗过衣服嘛。后面还说 ：“I mean, am I supposed to use like one machine for shirts and another machine for pants？” 好，我们来看这句话中有一个 “am I supposed to be supposed to” 表示应该啊，我是不是应该怎么怎么样啊？然后 use 后面有个 like， 这个 like 大家可能有一点不是很理解放在这里是什么东西。那么美国人呢说话有一个习惯啊，就是用 like 放在口头当中啊，类似于一个口头禅一样的。比如说 I was like really excited， 老美特别喜欢说 I was like， 就直接说 I was excited 就完了呗，他非得说 I was like excited， really excited for you。 这里也是一样啊， I mean am I supposed to use like， 就好像在举例子啊，One machine for shirts and another machine for pants. 一个洗上身，一个洗下身，啊，也是可以的。而 Ross 说 ，Rach, have you never done this before? 被发现了吧 ？Rachel 说 ，Well, not myself, but I know other people that have. 当然了 ，Rachel 之前是小公举啊，这也是她第一次在公共的场合洗衣服，所以她说 ，I know other people that have. 别人帮她洗嘛。Okay, you caught me, 你抓住我了，也就是被你发现了，差不多这个意思啊，或者说 you got me 都可以。I'm a laundry virgin, 这个词挺有意思的， virgin 是啊处女，也就是表示什么什么第一次嘛，第一次洗衣服的人 laundry virgin, 一语双关。然后 Ross 说 Oh well, don't worry, I'll use the gentle cycle. 说完这句话之后场面一度非常尴尬。 The gentle cycle 可以说是洗衣服的时候用这个慢速的流程啊，但是呢啊，也可以表示对吧，对应前面的 aversion 一语双关呢，这里很污，所以大家自己慢慢想吧，熊叔就不多解释了，再解释就要被封了。继续看 basically 就是基本上啊， basically you wanna use one machine for all your whites 啊，一个洗白的， a whole other machine for colors， 一个全新的其他的来洗有颜色的， and a third for your 这里 Ross 想了很久要说什么，因为当着人家小公举的面不好意思说你的内衣内裤嘛，所以说 your delicates 啊，这些易碎的或者是精致的纤弱的等等都可以用这个 delicates 来表示。 And that would be 啊，想一想还是得说 your bras and your under 啊，如果直接说 underwear， 直接说你的内裤，那可能还是有一点点粗鲁啊，所以这里的 Ross 想了很久说 under panty things， 裤子里面的那些东西那种感觉。 然后呢 Rachel 当然也是可以理解了，但是这个时候呢他拿着一个白色的内裤在 Ross 面前问说 OK, well, what about these are white cotton panties? 白色的棉质的内裤。Would they go with whites or delicates? 这个很尴尬嘛， Ross 第一次看 Rachel 的内裤是在这种场合，对吧？哎呀，这个真的太污了。然后呢 Ross 就有一点紧张了，说、that would be a judgment call. A judgment call 啊，你自己决定，主观判断就可以了。Judgment call 就是本能的判断。好，我们看到这段对话当中呢，笑点还是挺多的啊。Rachel 被 Ross 发现自己是第一次洗衣服，然后呢两个人又有一些这个少儿不宜的潜台词儿。好，我们来回顾一下这段对话当中的重点表达。首先 ,number one, be supposed to, 理应或者应该怎么怎么样。比如说你啊要学英语，那你就应该 ,you're supposed to listen to Uncle Bear's channel every day, be supposed to.从这句话当中呢大家应该能听出来，这个 be supposed to 往往有一种被期待，就是熊叔期待你做这件事儿，或者别人期待你做这件事儿。You're supposed to listen to Uncle Bear's channel every day. Number two, you caught me, 被你发现了。比如说呢明明你要减肥啊，五月不减肥，六七八九十月十一月十二月徒伤悲，但是呢还是忍不住出去吃了大餐，不仅吃了大餐还被知道你要减肥的朋友撞见了，你这个时候就可以说 You caught me, I just need the energy to go on with my diet. 意思就是不吃饱哪有力气减肥呀，这就是 You caught me, 或者也可以说成 You got me。 好了，来第三个 Number three, judgment call, 主观判断，或者在我们对话当中呢直接理解成啊这个随便你就可以了。比如说呢当你喝醉的时候不要相信你的主观判断啊，就比如说喝醉的时候那些跟你称兄道弟的都未必是真朋友。Don't trust yourself to make a judgment call when you're drunk. Don't trust yourself to make a judgment call when you're drunk. 好，最后再来看一下今天的重点发音解析啊，我们要学的是连读 a whole another machine for colors. 我们不连读是 a whole another,但是我们在英语当中很少会 a whole another 这样一字一顿它中间不连贯，所以我们会把它读成 a whole another, a whole another machine, a whole another, 你看 whole another 加起来就像一个单词一样，这个单词是 whole another, whole another, whole another, 类似的连读在英语当中无处不在啊，我们平时要多多练习。好了，今天就是我们 Ross 和 Rachel 第一次尴尬的约会，你学会了吗？下面来跟着熊叔我们一起慢速大声朗读。 Rach, do you, are you gonna separate those? Oh God, oh, am I being like a total laundry spaz?I mean, am I supposed to use, like, one machine for shirts and another machine for pants? Rach, have you never done this before? Well, not myself, but I know other people that have.Okay, you caught me. I'm a laundry version. Well, don't worry. I'll use the gentle cycle. Okay, basically, you want to use one machine for all your whites, a whole another machine for colors...And a third for your dedicates, and that would be your bras and your underpanty things. Okay, well, what about these are white cotton panties? Would they go with whites or dedicates? that would be a judgment call.感谢收听熊叔聊口语之老友记，我是熊叔。微信搜索公众号熊叔英语，并且回复老友记下载，即可获取全部老友记实际资源。 That's all for today. Thank you and see you tomorrow.